Live.com.
Live 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
You can check out the archives. All you have to do is click on them and download them. You don't have to give your email address. You don't have to give any money. They're free. Give them to your friends, burn them on a CD, play them in your car, put them on your...
Grab the podcast.
Yeah.
And vote for our podcast.
Please
do. As a matter of fact, it was requested by some of our podcast listeners that we boost up the quality of our archives.
Okay.
And so, Free Talk Live, of course, supporters of the free market, we're not one to ignore the demands of the market. I went ahead and adjusted our quality levels up at least 20%. On the archives, we did some audio tweaking and made it so it doesn't sound, the audio didn't sound as tingly, I guess you could say. And we really have some much smoother, nicer sounding archives now. So you get extra, you get 20% extra at 0% extra cost, because they're still free. So go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. Let's go to the phones, shall we? Let's go to Sean in Alabama. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, evening, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much, I just pulled up the show, and I caught the guy a couple callers back that was bringing up the legislation that Representative McCarthy from New York introduced about not allowing people on the no-fly list to be able to purchase firearms.
Is that legislation written already? I thought it was
an idea. That's what I was calling to let y'all know about. I did some research, and it's House Resolution 1195.
Okay.
And I wanted to get that out there so people could get a hold of the representatives and their senators.
Do you really think that's worth doing anymore?
Well, it's worth doing, I think, in the sense that letting the rats know that we're on to what they're trying to do.
Maybe so.
And, you know, at the very least, none of these people who like to look at you like you have a third eye when you talk about things they don't want to hear. They can't accuse you of not trying to work within the system if you at least take the time and write a email or whatever to your senators and congressmen.
It's just so disheartening when you write an email to a representative or make a phone call and you're rebuffed with a form letter
they really care.
Has been sent out to thousands of other people, and even if they do take the time to write back, it's always just another big government opinion, and it doesn't have anything to do with respecting your rights as a constituent or your demands.
Or the Constitution.
Yeah, that's true, but like I said...
you make valid points, though, Sean.
Yeah, at least if we let them know that, I know what you're up with, what you guys are trying to do, and don't think that if you do this that I'm going to forget it or forgive it.
And, that's actually something that Downsize DC, one of our favorite organizations, is doing. Have you found that organization yet, Sean?
I think I've heard mention of it, but I've never really checked it out.
I suggest you go check out downsizedc.org. They've got a really cool system that you sign up for it once. They give you get your username, your password, and then from that point on, they'll send you like activist updates on things like what we're talking about. They'll let you know about something egregious that's going on, and they'll say, come onto the site and send out your emails. And their system basically allows you to punch in your username, password, and then you can send a generic email, or you can even customize it to your...
Yeah, all right. You get my own form letter and auto pen going for me.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea, and definitely something worth getting behind. Sean, any final words for us?
No, just wanted to remind the people one more time that it's House Resolution 1195, introduced by Carolyn McCarthy from New York.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to James in Florida. James, you're on with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys. UFOs. I don't have any answers, but I do have some questions. Maybe some conversation here. First of all, do you guys think we've been visited by aliens, and if so... is the government covering it up?
I say, are we on an episode of X-Files?
No.
The radio talk show is called by an anonymous caller and asked about aliens, and actually we're sitting in here and we're green-headed and 7 feet tall, and we say, no, we don't believe in aliens.
Well, with the technology that we have nowadays and with the general American public, as cynical as I think they are now, do you guys think that we're alone, first of all?
Okay, all right. First of all, you had a few questions in advance of that one, and I'd like to answer those first. As far as have we been visited, I have no idea. Certainly no one has any sort of evidence about that.
Well, they have evidence, they just don't have really good evidence.
Nothing persuasive. The government, is it covering it up? Government's not very good at covering up much of anything, so I don't really know about that. Again, there's no real evidence that is somewhat even near convincing that we have been visited, so I can't imagine the government would be covering something like that up. And as far as is it possible that there's something else out there, I think absolutely it's possible there's something else out there. Is it likely that they've come here? I don't think it's necessarily likely because there's so many different places to visit in the universe.
Well, for them to travel here is so beyond our science that I feel that they would be something beyond even our understanding. You know, like they're not real. If they were to travel here, they wouldn't even be obeying what we understand to be the laws of physics. So I wonder, you know, they would be like stepping through dimensions or something like that. I don't know. It's very weird stuff.
The question of
wormhole theories, maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Whatever. There's all kinds of theories. The question is, are we alone? I say that I would say it's ignorant to say, yes, we're alone. I mean, that's just like shutting out every possible option. I mean, there's so many different options and possibilities for life in the universe. I think it'd be silly to say that we are alone. So whether or not,
well, I guess more intelligent life might be a distinguishing point.
Is there more intelligent life? I would say odds are, if there's other life out there, odds are there's less and more intelligent life out there.
Yeah.
We've only been around for it's on the scale of things. We've only been around for a grain's worth of time in on the scale
compared to
I'm just thinking that with only, you know, 9 planets or so that we've discovered, plus, you know, plenty of stuff beyond, it just seems like a big waste of space for us to think that we're the only things out there.
It does seem that way to me too.
Agreed with that, James. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's pretty much. I thought maybe spark some conversation, get some people to call in about it. But that's it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Excellent, James. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Again, you can bring up anything. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or get on their website at freestateproject.org.
I got a related story about a scientist's new theory about the Yeti. Are you interested?
Oh, jeez. Since we're on the topic, sure. The topic of kookiness. Go for it.
It's kind of long, but it's not too long, and we'll skip through if it gets
boring. Okay.
The phenomenon that we call Yeti, or Bigfoot today, was for the first time covered in the press in 1954 when the Daily Mail journalist...
Gosh, is it only a 50-year-old scam? I figured it was going back farther than that.
Wait, they make some convincing arguments here. Journalists organized on a mission to the Himalayas. Locals said that there was some human-like, tousled being lounging about in the mountains. They called the being the Abominable Snowman. A quick-witted British journalist borrowed the name... Monkey noises. Borrowed the name and translated it to English. Since that, people who believe in the Yeti have gathered so much evidence that allows them to state that this creature actually exists. Hominologists, experts who study the Yeti phenomenon.
They call themselves?
Apparently they do. Say that much evidence provided by eyewitnesses observing the Yeti, and the number one argument proving the humanoid is real. Evidence reported by different eyewitnesses often resemble each other. On the other hand, these experts state that Yetis are particularly cautious and do not let people see them.
I'm just imagining one of these, what are they called? Hominologists?
Hominologists.
I'm just imagining one of them at a party of some sort. What do you do for a living?
I'm a hominologist.
Study the Yeti. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Anything goes. Free Talk Live.
all water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Stephen here with you.
Ann Manwich.
Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. If it's an issue, if it's some sort of an agenda that you want to push, anything. 1-800-259-9231 and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's full of ladies who listen to the show, love the show enough that they've sent their pictures in. Some are even participating in our new validated Shriner section where they hold up a piece of paper and verify that they are, in fact, who they are.
Exactly.
Paper.
Exactly. It's very cool, and it's there at freetalklive.com. I can't believe we're even talking about this, Manwich, but you're so
It's a show about the callers, and a caller called in about alien stuff.
And it gave you an excuse to talk about the Yeti. And I don't know what your obsession is with this. Maybe you just like hairy men.
Look,
photography of hairy men, Yeti hairy men.
Are real. And
they're real hairy men.
Let me finish my article. In addition to the evidence of eyewitnesses, Hamid researchers, besides being hominologists.
Hamid. How's it spelled?
H-O-M-I-N-I-D.
H-O-M-I-N-I-D.
Yes.
Hamid.
Did I say it wrong?
Yeah.
Researchers have gathered a large collection of hair and feces, and even a foot that they said is said to be part of a Yeti. Where'd they get a foot from? They say that analysts of the hair DNA revealed that the hair belonged to some primate, of which science has no notion. The hominologists' archives include some pictures of hominids and even a 960-foot shot film made by American Roger Patterson in 1976. The film shows a large being covered with hair all over the body that is walking about American woods. Various experts, criminologists, zoologists among them, have not yet identified the creature in the film. Maybe it might be a guy in a monkey suit. I do believe in the abominable snowman, the Yeti. I'm not so sure I believe in Oregon's Bigfoot, or I am positive about Florida's skunk ape, though.
You're positive there is a skunk ape?
Absolutely.
You've seen it?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it, but I've seen evidence.
Like hair and feces?
No, like roadside stands, they'll have like even T-shirts.
If there's T-shirts, it must be true. Okay.
It's good for the area. I don't.
If this is really
I do
true,
believe in Yetis.
No, if this is really true that they have hair that they can't identify, that they can't match to any other sort of species, then that's an interesting development. It's
it
something
certainly is.
That sounds scientific. I don't know if it really is.
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here because they go into this interesting part here where a new scientist reveals something that could be true. People often compare the Yeti with some traditional folklore character, the spirit of the woods or a wood goblin. But the official science waves the comparison aside. It insists that a wood goblin is rather a non-material power that makes various forms just for a while. That is why...
What?
That's the belief in what a wood goblin would be if in fact there was a wood goblin.
Okay. I thought you were telling me that science believes that wood goblins are able to change form, et cetera, and there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Okay.
Okay, that is why hominids cannot be considered wood goblins, who are rather fairy tale-like characters. Otherwise, hominologists must prove that either a wood goblin actually exists... Or species, as a species, or must admit the Yeti is a result of people's imagination. Several months ago, respectable Russian biologist made a hypothesis as concerning the present-day origin of Yeti. Audacious researchers state that the unknown primate is a wild, let's call this retarded person, or his retarded descendants. I don't like the term, they just retard.
Okay.
Not very nice. We know from history that that retarded people often sought isolation from society. They were probably, in more primitive societies, teased and certainly weren't wanted around very much because they probably weren't terribly useful. Just a guess. That makes sense.
Interesting.
Consequently, soon lost all habits typical of society in general and turned into real abominable snowmen.
Uh-huh.
Russian classical writer Ivan Turgenev told a story about such a creature that he came across. Locals in some place in Russia remembered a crazy woman. She escaped...
Wait, what country was this again?
Russia. That's you get so bored while I read articles that you just have to have things to do. She escaped into the woods went absolutely insane and got wild, but still remained incredibly strong. The writer said that he met the creature while hunting in the woods in that area. Therefore, the Yeti phenomena may be no evolution at all, but mere degradation of ordinary people
into
ape-like creatures.
Yeah. Well, what about the hair? I mean, how does it explain the hair?
There's no good pictures, and perhaps, these were skins. I mean, the thing is there's no good pictures of these people. I mean, they might have skins of large animals, rabbits or something draped on them. It's very difficult to know what they were seeing there, but... too many people have seen the Yeti.
After all of these years and all of the expeditions, all they have is some tufts of hair. They're pretty... for retards...
And a foot.
I mean, for retards, they're pretty good at staying away from people, I guess. I mean, I guess that's what they've kind of evolved into, huh? It's just a beast that stay away from people.
Well, right? I wouldn't think that in isolated areas, it would be rather easy to stay away from people. You probably get pretty good at that.
Okay.
You know, you do tracking of animals to hunt them.
Maybe this could be your new career, man, which you could be a hominologist. Hominologist.
I don't think they get a lot of girls.
No, I'm sure there are female hominologists. All right, is there more?
That's it. That's okay. The article.
If you have an opinion, 1-800, the wild card line is open.
1-800. East of the Rockies, give us a call at
800-259-9231.
And west of the Rockies at
1-800-259-9231. All right, so that's enough of that. Let's move on to the dumbass kids that I had sold earlier tonight. We talked about an article that was very similar in nature to this particular one. I think the actual study that we had talked about before is mentioned in this particular article. And the one we talked about before was something that found that, I think it was 33% of high school students believed that the government should control the press. Well, now, I guess another survey has been done that says that about half of government high school students, believe the government should control the press. This from the Oregonian.
Oof.
Public editor, when students try journalism, faith in press increases. Lindsay Pendergrass trusts the government more than she trusts the press. That's why she doesn't believe that newspapers should be allowed to publish everything without government approval.
Oof.
Here's a quote from this little high school freshman. The press just wants to print something that people will buy. The government has to be true to the public. Boy, she's good and brainwashed, isn't she? She's only in ninth grade.
Thoroughly brainwashed.
And totally brainwashed.
One of the things about your trek to adulthood is learning things, and you have to try on new and different philosophies. I'm sure that you went through different philosophies as to what works as far as government citizen interaction, and she's trying stuff on.
Well, all she's got to try on is what her government school has been teaching her.
Mm.
That's it.
You went to a government school. I went to a government school for a period of time.
Some, I think, are worse than others. Which, I mean, obviously, not all government schools have the exact same curriculum. So, we read Anthem in my government school, Ayn Rand's Anthem. So there were certainly some we read 1984 as well. So I'm not necessarily picking apart all government schools, just the results, which are these kids that are totally clueless to what this nation is founded on. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, etc. We're going to come back with more of this. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's your show.
It's being here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. We're talking about ignorant kids. Ignorant to what the First Amendment means. The freedom of press. The freedom of speech. These kids that are going to government-run high schools have been completely and utterly brainwashed. And we've talked about some of the misinformation that they're being fed on a daily basis at these schools. We've had one of our listeners, Brandon, call in with actually reading to us directly from his government textbook. The textbook that he's reading not only in his government school, but actually for his government class to explain to the kids how government is supposed to work here in the United States, the basic tenets, the Constitution, explaining the laying down the foundations for this country and what it's supposed to be about. And it's completely wrong. It's the bastard version of our government in these kids' textbooks. And they're being fed lies. Not even misinformation, but out and out lies. Manufactured BS about what the history of this country is. And it's manifesting itself with examples like this. Again, here's the quote from the Grissom High School freshman from the Oregonian. The press just wants to print something that people will buy. The government has to be true to the public.
Well, the government should be true to the public, but it hasn't been.
Ever.
Well, I think that prior to, say, around 1913 or so, the Civil War certainly was a large turning point. But, I mean, I think that the government has been better in this country, but I think that it's progressively getting larger and larger.
Right. And that's something they aren't teaching these kids, period.
No.
These kids are taught to think that government is just this magical, wonderful thing that sets slaves free, and it helps save the Jews in World War II, and governments are just so great, or at least the American government, according to our high schools. Let's continue here. There's another very, very interesting quote from another high schooler here. The Grissom High freshman is not uncommon in her view of the roles of the press and the government. About half of the students who responded to a national survey about the First Amendment disagreed that newspapers should be allowed to publish freely without government approval of a story. When the Oregon, that's China, by the way, where all press is regulated. Actually, in China, they're all state press. But same thing, just the difference in degrees. About half the students responded, said they disagreed that newspapers should be allowed to publish freely without government approval of a story. When the Oregonian mounted an informal survey of readers, a non-scientific version, a one-third of students disagreed with full freedom of the press, which is twice the rate of adult readers. That means that 15% of adults don't think the press should be free.
Jeez.
The findings are in stark contrast to the goals of Sunshine Week this week, when journalists are trying to raise awareness about the public's right to access government information. A significant number of students actually would let government control the content of newspapers. Felicia Taylor, a senior at Gresham High School, comes from a family with military roots and is angered when critics of the U.S. efforts get highlighted in the press. She says this, "I know and recognize that the press does many great things, but at this current time, the bad outweighs the good. I believe that the government should be able to have a say in what does and does not get published in newspapers, magazines, on TV. The government should be reinforcing support of people who work for and defend this country instead of people who try to bring it down."
If you don't like it, my daddy's got a gun and he'll shoot you.
Could there be any more of a pathetic, state-serving, brainwashed statement than that? Oh, no, no, no. Well, normally free speech is okay, but in these times, in this time of war, we can't have you talking bad about our leader, our dear supreme leader, George Bush, and his cronies in Washington, D.C., who got us into an illegal war in some other country, and now our kids are dying as a result of it. How dare you tell me I can't say that? Who do you think you are, you little brat?
Well, you'd have her in tears. And
these are the kids that are going to be taking over the government in 30 years?
I'm telling you.
25 years? 20 years?
That people have to try on different philosophies. And in
she's going to go off to a college after this and become a dyed-in-the-wool socialist, probably.
Well, there's a good chance of it. But
thank goodness the real world helps people become sensible. Right, Mamich? I mean, because these kids haven't experienced the real world. They don't know anything about what it's like to be outside of high school. And don't they say that if you're 20 and not a socialist, you don't have compassion? If
right.
you're 35 and you're not a conservative,
then you have no brain.
You have, yeah, whatever.
Something like that has been said.
Yeah,
it was a Churchill quote I heard.
And I think it's pretty appropriate, because I've definitely found that most of the people who are still in college are just, woo!
Yeah.
They're just clueless as far as how the real world works and how the economy works, and we talk about them all the time on this show. And once you actually get into the economy and you start experiencing supply and demand and all the market factors on your own, hopefully, you then maybe will come around to the realization that maybe everything you were taught was wrong.
And then maybe your property is sacred, and maybe it does belong to you.
And maybe you should respect other people's property.
And because to a great extent, that's what this the argument here is, versus collectivism or positivism versus natural law. If natural law says that your property is yours, it's sacred, and that you're endowed by your creator with certain inalienable rights, even the atheists.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas positivism is, or collectivism, is basically whatever the majority says is so. And there's certainly, you know, we've got pieces of those two philosophies in our country, but I think that that's the reason the Bill of Rights exists, is to protect people, to point out their natural law rights guaranteed by the Constitution. If you don't have those things, then positivism takes over. For instance, if the majority of American people voted to have Joe Blow executed on the White House lawn at noon tomorrow, should we be able to do that?
Hell no. That's democracy.
That's democracy.
That's un-American.
It is.
Democracy is un-American.
Mm. It's a good way to elect representative officials, I feel, if
the democratic process, that's what that is.
But I don't think that it hasn't served us over time. That we, you know, the government's gotten too large.
It's only served the government, and that's why the government's always out there touting it. Well, they love it. They love democracy.
I think governments, by their very nature, have to grow. So they're going to do and say what it takes to grow. They want to get larger and larger, and unfortunately, that is counterproductive to people's rights.
The positive thing about this particular article about the kids that believe that we should just completely abolish freedom of the press, at least they compared it to the adults. They actually did the adult survey, mm-hmm. found that the percentage of adults was about half as much as the kids. So there's the evidence that once they get into the real world, they do change. I mean,
think that,
they're not going to stay at 30% or 50% or whatever.
I think a lot of adults would, if shown specific stories,
mm-hmm.
would... side with
censoring them,
yeah, censoring the
like a story that was anti-military. You could probably get people to censor that all over the place.
I'm sure you could,
and that is frightening. Now, here's one suggestion that could help kids mature faster, in my opinion, and help them maybe feel the real world. Is let them work at a younger age. In fact, we'll get into that coming up. Child labor in the United States. I think it could be a major help for this country. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Take control of the show. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there for you. The broadband stream, the not-so-broadband stream, they're free. Just go and get them. Just go and listen. But, of course, we'd prefer that you listen on a local radio station if you have one. And, of course, you can check our affiliates page to see if there's one nearby you. If there's not, call your local Fox station and talk to the program director or the general manager and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live all 6 nights a week, or days, depending on what time zone you're in. But we want to talk about Michael Savage and Laura Ingraham and all the rest of those right-wing,
big government,
loudmouths out there. the mouthpieces for the state, basically. I'm sick of them, and there's something different needs to happen in talk radio, and Free Talk Live is that option.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance, for liberty in your lifetime. For more about the Free State Project, keep listening here. We're all members. We love it, and we're going. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org. Give them a call at 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Very good. 800-259-9231. So talking about child labor, this is from John Stossel, who is just absolutely brilliant.
Oh,
he says,
favorite guy.
Right. Under federal law, should children be allowed to work in sawmills? And why I'm bringing this up is because we were talking about kids who were against freedom of speech, freedom of the press. They were, in a poll, they found that 30 to 50% of kids basically said government should control the press. Government should approve all press stories. And I think that ignorance stems from what they're taught in government school, and they just don't ever get out into the real world, so...
People are told, this analogy has been drawn so many times, that the government's like your mom or your dad. It's your big family. It's your brother who's looking out for you. And in a perfect world, I suppose it could be, but in fact, it's not. I mean, your family cares about you and wants the best for you. Unfortunately, government by its nature doesn't.
Should children be allowed to work in sawmills? What if they're Amish? Under federal law, anyone under 18 is forbidden to work in a sawmill. Well, almost anyone. Last year, Congress declared it permissible for a 14-year-old to work in a sawmill if a statute or court ruling exempts him from having to attend school past the 8th grade. That's code for if he's Amish. And in case you don't get the message, because the Amish have gotten a court ruling that says they only have to go up to 8th grade, and then they're out of the government school system. The statute specifies that such a person may be...
Well, why couldn't they be educated at home, the homeschool?
Or I guess they're out of the homeschool system as well. They don't have to be educated past
this
an 8th grade level.
This was probably some point before homeschooling was very popular, or...
I don't know.
I see.
The statute specifies that such a person must be supervised by an adult member of the same religious sect or division. So if an Amish parent wants to raise his children to an Amish lifestyle and send them to work in a sawmill where they finish 8th grade, he can do it. But if a child is not Amish, he's forbidden to work in almost any job until he's 14, in most jobs until he's 16, and in a considerable number of jobs until he's 18. Why? Because to protect the children, Congress and the Department of Labor have decided that they know just which village it takes to raise a child, Washington, D.C. But the truth is that I was on the road today in Tampa Bay, and I actually saw a Washington, D.C. license plate. And I had no idea that their slogan was taxation without representation. I'd never seen one of those before.
Well, I think that they're saying that, that they're not represented in Congress.
Right.
The District of Columbia is not.
So why don't they stop paying their taxes instead of bitching about it on their license plates? Anyway, the truth is Washington's labor laws now hurt more children than they protect them. They almost took away Tommy McCoy's dream. At the age of 14... While other boys and girls his age cheered from the stands, Tommy was on the field with Savannah, Georgia Cardinals. He was the bat boy. When the feds descended on Savannah order Tommy fired, there was enough publicity that Robert Reich, the U.S. Secretary of Labor at the time, he reviewed the case himself.
Saw a chance to make himself look good.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, he made an exception for Tommy. According to a Harvard, didn't make an exception for all the bat boys in the world.
No,
just
Tommy.
According to a Harvard Business School publication, Reich's advisors warned him that he would undermine the child labor laws if you allow this, went the argument. Tomorrow, we will see 14-year-old peanut vendors and 13-year-old parking lot attendants. There's no shutting that door! Would that be so terrible? Granted, most kids don't dream of being parking lot attendants, but for some children, such low-glamour jobs may be the only available routes to a dream. The only way to pay for a computer or a guitar, especially if you're in a household where mom and dad can barely pay the power bill.
Yeah.
For some, these jobs are where they develop basic skills they'll need later for more serious jobs. And that's kind of where I'm coming from, man, when it comes to just helping kids understand the real world. I mean, when I was 16 years old, I went out and got a job. and worked that job for 3.5 years.
I think I can probably shock the public by saying I had a job when I was 12.
Well, okay, I was working for my mom in her store when I was younger as well,
yeah.
But I had my first official job as soon as I could legally have it. But yeah, I obviously, I did generate a work ethic prior to that.
I didn't work for my mom. I worked for what came to be friends of mine, good friends of mine.
Right.
But, you know, I had more or less a job. I was working for the, you know, comic books at a comic book store. You know, they would give me comic books to work there, but over time, it turned into a real job.
Yeah,
and
but if you'd gotten caught...
They did give me a good work ethic.
If they'd gotten caught, that store would have been shut down.
Bad thing.
You would have been put out of work. And who would have been helped?
No.
Who? 1-800-259-9231. If you can tell me any reasons why we shouldn't let kids work, I'd love to hear from you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use
Cartavite. Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartavite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there for you with hundreds of users interacting, thousands of posts for you to surf around through, so check that out. It's free, just like everything else at freetalklive.com. We're talking about child labor laws, and would love to hear from you if you think that they're a good thing, if you think we should prevent kids from working at a young age. I personally think it's the best damn thing that we can do for our kids is allow them to go out into the job world and get some experience. In fact, John Stossel is reporting on this, and we're reading from his report. He has accompanied Labor Department cops as they've barged into sweatshops violating child labor laws. He expected to see horrors, but never did. What the cops call a sweatshop, I call an employer. No single teen that ABC interviewed after the raids said that he was being abused. All of them wanted the work.
Of course they did. They wouldn't be there otherwise.
Exactly.
They'd be in the mall.
It's not slavery. You go in voluntarily. You agree on a rate voluntarily. You agree to take a certain job with certain tasks voluntarily. Nobody's forcing you into it in this country. So employers, the employers sullenly completed mounds of government paperwork, the teens would slip out the back door and find another illegal job. The bureaucrats didn't help kids. They only took choices away. One young grocery bagger who lost his job because somebody, some busybody jerk, asked about child labor laws, told us, "I was really sad because they're not making us work. I mean, we wanted to do this." The Bat Boy was lucky because Secretary Reich, who had but newly taken command of the Labor Department, decided to use his power to make an exemption to avoid looking like a fool by cracking down on Bat Boys. The Labor Department also gives a special exemption to child actors, and to farm workers, and for some reason, to wreath makers. Is that how American law should work? Special breaks for some? Often those who lobby the best?
Yeah.
Should the right to work depend on some Washington big shot saying, "We can make an exemption when we choose"? Why is an anonymous grocery bagger less entitled to his freedom and to his dreams than the Olsen twins are? The bureaucrats say without these laws, children will be abused. But there are millions of employers in America, and they compete for workers. The marketplace competition, just like they compete for customers, by the way. That marketplace competition protects workers better than job-killing Labor Department rules. If McDonald's treats a kid badly, he can usually get a job somewhere else. In a free society, people normally take jobs because they think they're better off with them than without them. If you're forced to take a particular job, that is called slavery, and the Constitution and criminal law are on hand to address the matter. Who's best able to figure out whether a job would benefit a particular child?
The child
himself?
And their parents?
Who must live with the decision? His parents, who presumably know and love him? The child and parents together? Or the government? Which, unless he can get a special exemption, will protect the child from following his dream. John Stossel says, give
protect.
Me a break.
"Quote unquote."
Yeah,
I'm glad the government isn't protecting me from getting a job now.
Who are they protecting? Are they just protecting the established workers from competition from kids?
It's just PR. You know, people think that child labor sounds so bad. I mean, they've managed to paint this picture of the 20s when the government had a more laissez-faire attitude towards business as a time when, you know,
and that's just a time when industry was sent to work.
That's all.
1-800-259-9231 has been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here 6 nights a week. Tomorrow we will return, as usual, at 8 o'clock Eastern Time for yet another show. And in the meantime,
count on us.
In the meantime, you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 Eastern.
If you're tired of